Horizon Line's proposal to take over operations at the City Dock met with opposition at Tuesday night's council meeting. Horizon Line's terminal manager, Mike Lynch, submitted a proposal directly to the City Council that would give Horizon Lines the right to handle all of the cargo that comes across the docks and to maintain the areas. The city would still collect wharfage and dockage fees and schedule the vessels.
We weren't looking at taking away any revenue streams that they already are entertaining currently. It was more of trying to streamline communication, streamline operations, have the same folks work in the area to where you wouldn't have to guess who left that mess behind or who caused this damage type of thing.
Lynch says he thought the proposal might help with the port's current financial troubles and with the cleanliness of the dock. Ports Director Alvin Osterbeck disagrees. He says the current arrangement, which allows vessels to use their own labor or to employ any company they choose, gives the vessels the flexibility that they need in hard economic times.
I think if you took that ability away from the public facility, that there would be a reduction in the amount of vessels coming to ports, which is something that I'm not looking to do. You know, at this time, we're trying to get more vessels to come on, and I don't think that would be a good way to do it.
He also says that Lynch references problems in the past about cleanliness at the port and that he has not received any recent complaints. Osterbeck does not see any advantages to entering into an agreement with Horizon Lines. Some small companies agree. Chuck Hosmer, the general manager of the fishing vessel Baranoff and the Courageous, says that given an operator agreement to a private company would make the docks too expensive for his small operation.
No, I mean, cod prices, for instance, since September and October have dropped probably 55%. So we're kind of struggling right now. We can't afford any added burden.
Other companies have called the ports to express the same thing. Gene McCarran with APL wrote to the city with concerns about the high price of using union labor at the city docks and how it would affect smaller customers. Lynch said that the use of union labor should not be an issue.
It wasn't black and white. It was a starting spot to open discussions is all it really was. And I'm assuming that the union that I work with would be willing to listen to that stuff in hopes to compromise, find middle ground on making something like that work.
The Baranoff's Hosmer also said he didn't realize that the council was discussing the idea of letting a private company operate the ports.
I was just a little surprised that there was a little more discussion about it before the council took it up.
The council was given the proposal only 5 days before the meeting, and it was not reviewed by the city manager or other staff. Mayor Shirley Marquardt says the proposal was inappropriately and prematurely brought before the council. Multiple companies contacted city government with concerns about the lack of notice. The discussion might also have posed potential conflicts of interest. Councilmember Skip Southworth presented and supported the proposal. He works for the ILWU, which would provide the labor. Councilmember Dennis Robinson supported the proposal, and he works directly for Horizon Lines. Assistant City Manager John Fulton says the city attorney is investigating the situation and will decide if there would be a conflict of interest during future discussions and if Southworth or Robinson would need to recuse themselves and not participate. As it currently stands, the proposal will not move forward. Only three council members, Southworth, Robinson, and Dick Peck, voted to direct the city manager to look into the agreement. Three others voted against it, and the motion failed. Lynch, however, says he will bring it up again.